This is Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5. My next guest on Mizzou Music, last but not least, is Dr. Julia Gaines. She's the director of the MU School of Music and is here to talk about next Monday's Chancellor's Arts Showcase. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
This is an event that has a tradition at Mizzou, and we talked last year about how when you inherited the event, you broadened the scope.
Right. It's kind of related to our building project that we've been talking about forever. We are wanting to create new facilities for both music and theater and art. And so one of the ways we can just show collaboration even before that all happens is by doing a performance together. So that's kind of where the germ started for this event. One of the ways we immediately thought of to incorporate everyone is just to make sure we have a theme. And that means everyone can kind of think about something. It kind of gives everybody a starting place. So our theme this year is a celebration of Missouri artists with the names Joplin, Benton, and Twain in the title. And then we have et al. In there just in case we wanted to add a couple more. So musically, we are going to feature Scott Joplin's music as this is the 100th anniversary of his death. Although Maple Leaf Rag will not be played, we are going to feature some Joplin as a brass quintet. There are going to be scenes from The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. And then there's also going to be some scenes from Miss Jane, which was written by Mark Twain's mother, I believe. And then during all of this, we are going to do art projections of some of Thomas Hart Benton's art. And then also there's some other artists that we're looking at, including we're going to have a jazz quartet play. And while they play, we're going to show some images of Missouri jazzers like Miles Davis and Charlie Parker. It is kind of an eclectic group, but yet it's all centered around that theme of the arts and the state of Missouri.
That's Dr. Julia Gaines. The marimbist is the director of the MU School of Music. She dropped by the Classical 90.5 studios last week, and among other things, I asked her for an update of where the school is at in terms of their construction plans for the new School of Music building.
I've been working with architects now for 3 months, and we've been talking through the programmatic needs and the space needs, and we're really at the point where we're getting close to entering some serious design work. And so it's an exciting time because we get to show people what we've been doing. And I wanted to show the students and the faculty and, again, a lot of our supporters and donors. We don't yet have that concert hall named, and we have some really good ideas and some interest from people, and we do need some designs to be able to show them. So everybody was invited to our event, and so we could kind of show it off to potential donors, but then also confirm with some donors that have already got on board, hey, this is happening. Look at the designs. It was really exciting for them to see some steps that have never been taken this far before. We've certainly talked about a building before, but we've never gone this far. So that was really exciting to be able to do that.
Dr. Julia Gaines there talking about the plans for the new MU School of Music building. Construction set to begin sometime later this year at the corner of Hitt and University here in downtown Columbia.